Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Lots of people, when they're starting out on a lifestyle change, take to social media to hold themselves to account. And Pádraig Howley from Kilfenora in County Clare set up his Instagram account, Sing and Step with Pádraig, as he started out on a diet and exercise regime that includes doing 10,000 steps a day and going vegan. In less than a fortnight, Pádraig has amassed nearly 70,000 followers and has become an internet sensation. He's on the line, live from his kitchen in Kilfenora. How are you, Pádraig?
I'm good. How are you?
So, are you surprised that you now have 70,000 people watching you eat soup?
I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. I have no idea what's after happening. The whole thing gone insane. It's insane. Absolutely.
Well, tell us your story. We'll get to the point where you ended up with 70,000 followers in a minute. But what's your story? How come this whole thing came about?
Okay. Well, we go back a little bit. I had health problems for the last 12 months. And I was having great difficulty with pain. Mm. And so the lockdown used to come and I couldn't get help. And then I tried everything. So eventually, my wife said to me, I think you should go down the holistic route. So she's friendly with this woman who has a holistic business. So she rang her and she said, send me a hair sample. So I sent her a hair sample and she rang me back the next day and she said, you need to change your lifestyle.
Right.
And I said, okay. And she says, I said, keep going. And she says, the first thing you need to do, I know it's going to be tough, you need to give up dairy for a little while. And because I would have been a very traditional type of person, you know what I mean? So that was fine. I left down the phone anyhow, and my wife and Geraldine and Tara were sitting at the table, and I said, this woman is also telling me, her name is Eileen Clare, this woman is also telling me that she gave up dairy. And they said, will you do it? And I said, I might. And then Tara, of course, said, Dad, you should go vegan for 21 days and see how we get on. And I said, what is vegan? And I didn't actually know what it was like, you know, but Tara said all the things I could have. She didn't tell me all the things I couldn't have. So that's how it started. So I said, I'll have a go at this. And then she said, I said, I'd need a bit of help. I said, will you help me? And Tara said, I'll set up an Instagram page for you. So she set up an Instagram page for me, and the rest is history. It's unbelievable what's after happening. Unbelievable.
And were you a smoker as well, Pádraig? Did you have to change that from your lifestyle as well?
No, I have the cigarettes given up for a good 3 years. I used to smoke 80 cigarettes a day.
80?
I was 80, the chain smoker. You know, I could smoke 10 cigarettes for my breakfast any morning, no problem. But I stopped those. That nearly killed me as well. So I don't know how I'm doing with my life. But I wouldn't smoke.
You don't smoke now.
I couldn't afford to smoke now.
No.
Right.
Talk to us about the vegan part, Pádraig, because that frightens a lot of, particularly Irish men who might be fond of an old fry, you know, particularly sausages, that kind of thing. How did you get on with the vegan alternatives?
Look, when you change your diet, you know, it's hard. There's no point in saying it's very easy. It's not easy, but the help I have got from companies all over, sending me on, different foods to try out, and it's just unbelievable. Yesterday morning, I sat down, and I had sausages, white pudding, black pudding. There's a company called Rudd's, and I sat down. I can guarantee you that if I gave it to you, you wouldn't know the difference. I couldn't believe it.
Well, here's a little sound of you having your very first vegan sausage from your Instagram.
But the one thing I always thought I'd miss was my sausages and black and white pudding. But I have this done on, I'm after tasting them, and they're absolutely delicious. And I'm really, really looking forward to finishing them off now.
So people are tuning into your Instagram to see you experience all the kind of the elements of the vegan thing. But sometimes when we talk to people who've got 70,000 followers, it's been a slow burn. It's been a build over years. I started off, I had 100, then 300, then I hit the magical 1,000. You started your Instagram account, 2 weeks ago?
Yes, we started it. Yeah, she set it up on the Monday, I presume. Yes. And then I'll never forget on the Tuesday evening, I wouldn't be very familiar with Instagram or any of those things. I can barely ever send texts. That's the biggest trouble I have during the week, is trying to text people, and I've taken so long doing it, and I apologize to people that I'm not texting them fast enough because I can't, but I'm learning. But Yeah, she set it up. And then on Tuesday evening, Tara said to me, Dad, you have 365 followers. You have one for every day of the year. Isn't that great? And they'll help you. The next day, it went from 5,000 to 10,000 to 15,000 to 20,000. Just like that. Don't ask me why, I don't know. And this is from all over the world, all over the world. You know, it's not alone in Ireland. It's all over the world.
But you're doing video content, aren't you? See, that's the thing. Like, you're recording yourself directly into the camera, and people just love that insight into your life and your experience and your journey.
Yes, but I'm just myself. Like, I mean, and that's it. Like, you know, I just, what I do, like, you know, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know any different. Someone said to me 2 days ago, are you going to change now? I said, change what? You know, are you going to change the type of person you are? I said, how could I do that? I mean, how am I going to change my... I'm 68 years old or almost. I said, yes, I can't change anything. No, why would I? You know what I mean?
So
you'll be putting eagles on the pillars now at the gate and getting notions. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We're chatting to Pádraig Howley, whose health adventure has made him an overnight internet sensation. Pádraig, so tell us about the exercise part of all of this. 10,000 steps. How are you getting on with the exercise?
I suppose with the last 3 days, I find it much easier. I have way more energy. You know, I go for a walk in the morning, and now I go for a walk in the nighttime as well. Because up to now, like, I mean, see, I work for myself, so I come home from work, and, you know, I'd finish work in the evening. Maybe I come in home, maybe 7, 8 o'clock, and eat a big dinner. And then you'd feel tired. I'd be in bed at 9 or 9:30. I was noted for being in bed. People said, don't ring him, he's gone to bed. Now, I've been out walking for the last 3 or 4 evenings, like, I mean, you know. And I could walk for an hour in the nighttime. So I have way more energy, like, you know. So in that respect, it's helping me. And so I haven't. But people are getting great fun over the steps, you see, because what people are doing now, they're messaging me and saying, like, you know, you have to do 10,000, but I try and do a little bit more. And now people are trying to beat me. So it's a bit of fun.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Great.
It's great.
Now, you talked at the start about the pain that you were suffering from. How is your pain now that you're, you know, however long you are into your new diet regime and all that?
Yeah, the pain had, I think, yeah, maybe the exercise helped me as well. No, I still have pain, but it's not as bad. You know what I mean? I can tolerate it. I couldn't sleep for months with pain. Couldn't sleep. You know, I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I'd be awake at 1 o'clock, and, you know, and that was it, like, you know, and you'd be twisting and turning, like, and waiting for to get up.
And where was,
you know,
the pain?
It's down along my left side, and it goes across my back as well, you know.
And do you think that's from work you've been doing for years as a welder, that kind of thing?
I'd say it is wear and tear, basically, like, you know, it's wear and tear. You know, that's what it is, like, you know, because, you know, work in the work I have, like, I mean, it's, you know, it's tough work, like, I mean, you're all the time lifting, like, you know what I mean, and the whole lot, like, you know.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Lifting is one thing, lilting is another, because your Instagram account is called Sing and Step with Pádraig, and you are some singer, sir.
Maho, Pádraig, maho.
Do you do that around? Like, is that something you do professionally?
Not at all. No, I don't do anything like that professionally.
You should.
You know?
Yeah. What's the secret? What's the secret if someone is trying to take up lilting? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, lilting, yeah. I love to get you all lilting, like, you know. You know, the reason I started, you know, my father, our house was kind of a music house. It wouldn't be your music. We'd be mostly traditional music, like, you know, and people used to come to our house when I was young, they're learning how to dance. And my father used to do some lilting. And then I used just to hear it, like, you know. And then, I suppose, 2 years ago, Tara, my daughter, decided she'd do this video for 365 days, a video every day, and she did it on the day. But, of course, some days then, like, I mean, she wouldn't have it done properly, and I might arrive in at 7 o'clock in the evening, and she'd say, Dad, you have to help me. You do something. So one night, I said, do you know how to do it? I said, I'll do a bit of lilting with you. And that was it. Now people love it, and they want me to do it, you know, which is nice.
Well, what's the secret to being a good lilter?
have no idea.
Like, you just do it naturally.
Like, if we just go,
I'll tell you, if you do a little bit of it now, like, I mean, I'll tell you, like, but you'll make a little trot. Like,
okay,
you
know, so okay. You can, this is Dermot Dillon here now. Go on.
Okay. I give up the day job, for God's sake. Like, you've made it.
Yes, brilliant.
Oh man, I was practically at the Willie Clancy there. I was in my head, I was at the Willie Clancy.
Yeah, you'll be an Instagram sensation after doing that, I'm telling you.
Come here, before you go, Park, tell it, what's the favourite recipe, what's the favourite meal you've made so far?
Oh, my God. Well, the one I made last night, anyhow, it didn't go so well for me. I left out some of the ingredients, and like, you know.
Right, well, what one have you liked?
And I had it done, and then I looked at the photograph, and I looked at the meal, and I said, there's something wrong here, like, you know, it doesn't look the same at all. And then I saw two packages left in, I'm ready now, like, you mean, and I forgot to put the damn things in, like, you know, but I'll do it again, like, you know.
Okay.
And for Adam, I loved it. It's a katsu curry, and I loved it.
Loved it. So that's exactly what I had for dinner last night, Pádraig. I had a katsu curry last night for dinner.
Yeah, pretty well. I actually enjoyed it, even though I left some of it out. I enjoyed it. You know,
I didn't make mine.
The only problem with it was it takes so long to do, like, you know what I mean? My God, the hunger was nearly gone on me by the time I finished, like, you know what I mean? It was so long trying to make it.
Well,
you know, and I'm so particular trying to get everything right, like, I mean, sure, you know, I'm not a chef.
No, well, you're inspiring people all around the world, as you said. Sing and Step with Pádraig is the Instagram account if you want to follow Pádraig. Thanks so much for chatting to us today. Hi to Tara and your wife, Geraldine, as well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Will you give us a quick lilt before you go?
Go on. You keep listening to the way there. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.